Message number 358. Virgin Mary, wake up, children. You must embrace the truth. Saturday, March 3, 2012 at 02:33 p.m. My child, the suffering of my son today is equal to that of his suffering when he was on earth. The pain he endured then, which caused him the greatest torment, was not his crucifixion but the way in which he was rejected. His word today is rejected just as it was then. He is mocked today in a way which brings tears and suffering not only to me, his beloved mother, but to his devoted followers on earth. How hurtful it is to see how many children of God have turned away from the holy sacraments and the teachings of the Church. So many souls are lost. I beseech you, children, to pick up the cross of my son and lead by example. Embrace my son with simplicity of heart. To love my son and honor my eternal Father is very simple, children. Never analyze the word of my son. Simply follow his teachings, which have never changed. Listen to the words of my son as he speaks to you now from the heavens. He calls you to prepare your souls for his second coming. When he speaks with you now, he does this out of his love for mankind. His holy word will nourish your souls and make them strong again. Do not reject his call to you now. He wants to save each and every soul. But in order to do that, he must remind you of the difference between right and wrong. So many of you are not being guided or informed of the grievousness of sin. Tolerance in your society and within the churches means that what many of you think is of no consequence may well be a serious sin in the eyes of God. The Church is in great darkness at this time and has been a target of the deceiver for many years. My son must intervene and guide you now, as the schism within the Church will erupt soon. Wake up, children. You must embrace the truth. The world will now change beyond recognition. You have been sent many messengers in the past to prepare you for this event. These are the last warnings being given to humanity to enable them to prepare for my son's great mercy. After his divine mercy, when he will open the eyes of all of mankind to witness their sins, he will give a little more time for them to seek redemption. Then you will be given direction to prepare your souls for the second coming of Christ, my beloved son, who will come again in glory as foretold. Mother of Salvation.